This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, is brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. We'll join farm broadcaster Lori Boyer in Houston next.
And now a message from John Clem from Waynesville, Illinois, about the Illinois Corn Checkoff.
Did you know that the largest market for Illinois corn is the export market? Our unique river system provides farmers like me the opportunity to ship corn from our Illinois fields directly to other countries who are hungry for high-quality grain. I'm proud that the Illinois Corn Checkoff makes investments that power trade, and I hope you are too. Learn more at www.ilcorn.org.
I'm Lori Boyer reporting from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. And Megan Dwyer, Director of Conservation and Nutrient Stewardship for Illinois Corn, is joining me here. I don't often hear of organizations having a person solely directed to conservation like you are in your position, Megan. So tell me about what the innovative strategies that Illinois Corn is doing to support members and the corn industry.
So Illinois Corn really shifted and put a bigger priority and emphasis around conservation adoption and scaling that back in about 2014, 2015. And that really kicked off with our Precision Conservation Management Program that really focuses on the economics of conservation. But more so, it's looking holistically at how can we help farmers in Illinois meet the goals of the Illinois nutrient loss reduction strategy. And so that's through a combination of on-farm programs to increase things like cover crops, no-till, strip-till, changes to nitrogen management, as well as looking at some of the policy and regulatory reforms, things looking at how can we use crop insurance as a risk mitigation tool, how can we make sure farmers are equipped for things that are coming with the Endangered Species Act, and all sorts of things in between.
Megan, this sounds so innovative. What are some long-term goals for the conservation programs?
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier, use the word innovation, and I think that's something that we still see as needing some help and some opportunities in that innovative space. We know that there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. We know that there's a lot of barriers that exist to why we're not seeing conservation scaled at the speed and level that needs to happen. So we believe that programs today need to really realize that and become more innovative. Illinois Corn is part of two of the USDA Climate Smart Commodity Grants, and we think while that's a great initiative and a really good step in the right direction, we still might be lacking in that innovative space to make sure that farmers can do what's right for their own individual farm, to help make sure that when they implement these changes, that it's not just a practice change, but it's truly a systems change that has to be all-encompassing of the variable, the capital expenses, the situations with non-operating landowners, and the dynamics there, and just making sure that, again, the programs are flexible and allow for that innovation to thrive.
Well, thank you so much for joining me here at Commodity Classic, Megan. I sure appreciate it. Once again, Megan Dwyer, Director of Conservation and Nutrient Stewardship for Illinois Corn. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. I'm Lori Boyer.
Be listening for more reports from the Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas, with farm broadcaster Lori Boyer on this Hometown Illinois Radio Network station, brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.